to episode 11 of the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is season 14. Today is an In Conversation episode, and we have Dave Matheson, also known as El Colorado, who's joining me in the studio today, all the way from Toronto, Canada. I recently watched Jim Carrey on a TV show. This was an old TV show that, you know, they put up on Facebook, and he was talking about metal and thrash metal and regular country and pop songs, you know, and he was miming it and doing it so well. It sounded so good. So I decided, why don't we have this mix of like softer kind of country-ish kind of songs and metal and thrash metal added in. So we've got these great artists that I've selected for today. All right, so we're kicking off with Mac Meadows. He's an artist that we've played before. He's a country singer, and this is one of his new songs, Just So You Know. I really like it. Let's call it modern country. Number two is Swift Timmy, all the way from Australia. They're gonna join us in the studio very soon for an interview. This is Swift Timmy's new song, Clone. Number three is Daylight Again, which is the first single by Dave Matheson, who is our In Conversation artist today. And number four is Nagma. This is one of my favorite bands from Costa Rica. This is a metal band, you know, hard rock metal, you know, melodic metal, I would say. Unfortunately, Nagma, they've disbanded and they're getting back together with new members and things like that. But this is one of their songs called Desaparecer, which they played during the India tour that they were on. They co-headlined with me on stage. What a fantastic band. And these guys are my real good friends now. This is more on the softer side of what Nagma does, okay? But very melodic. Number five today is Shadow River. That is the brand new song by Dave Matheson. It's a surprise, actually, because when we interviewed Dave and we were talking to Dave about his new singles, this song was still in the works. But luckily, we got it today, just when his interview is going to go live on air. So number five, Shadow River by Dave Matheson, also known as El Colorado. And number six is Jackson Caged with their song Monster. Now this is Rage Against the Machine kind of style. Great news about Jackson Caged. I really like these guys. Fantastic metal band. And they're going to be on the Independent Number Ones Volume 9, which comes out in the first quarter of 2019. So keep an eye out for that album. And last but not least is another band that are great friends of mine from Venezuela. They're called Overhate. Now this is proper thrash metal, I mean to the core. When you want to listen to thrash metal, it doesn't get better than Overhate, okay? And they're from Venezuela. They were also on tour with me way back in 2011, and they came to India all the way from Venezuela. I'm reminiscing about these fantastic bands that we promoted and I was really rooting for, and I'm hoping these guys, you know, stick to their dream and come up to the next level, because they deserve to. So these are the bands on our show today, and Dave Matheson live in the studio with us. I hope you enjoy it, and don't forget, tune in next Thursday for our garage sessions with my band, the Oliver Sean Band, on Facebook via Oliver Sean Band Live. That's where we go on Facebook Live. Have a great day, guys, and I hope you enjoy the show. Oliver Sean signing out.
I thought of you today. Just so you know, I wiped a tear away. And though you didn't answer when I called you on the phone, I left a message anyway. Just so you know, just so you know, I guess I'm doing alright. Same job every day, same bar every night. Then I lie here wide awake just to watch the late, late show. And you're in my prayers. Just so you know. Just so you know, my door is always open. One day you'll come back, I I'm praying and hoping, and we start all over. Our love will only grow. I'll always be right here for you, just so you know. So I'm writing you this letter, singing you this song, just so you know. I know I was wrong, and every single word of it I mean from my heart and soul. I just hope you read it, just so you know. Just so you know, I guess I'm doing alright. Same job every day, same bar every night. Then I lie here wide awake, just watching a late, late show. And you're always in my prayers, just so you know. Just so you know, I thought of you today. Just so you know, I wiped a tear away. Though you didn't answer when I called you on the phone, I left a message anyway.
I still love you.
Just so you know.
Back of my caravan.
So I said we're going to have a real cool guest all the way from Canada, and it's none other than Dave Matheson. Dave, say hello to everybody.
Hey there, gang.
So Dave, what part of Canada are you based in?
I'm living in Northern Ontario, about 2 hours north of Toronto.
What would you call your music?
Well, I go by the handle of singer-songwriter.
Cool. And how long have you been making music, Dave?
Long, long time, Oliver. I think I wrote my first song when I was 12 years old, so...
Nice.
And I'm not a youngster.
Cool. Have you got a lot of records out?
I worked a day job for a long, long time, and I only really started into in about 2009.
Have you got an album out, or is this like your main, your first main single that we're kind of promoting now?
This is my first, well, I've got a second one that's just been released now, but some of them go back a long ways. Some of them have been written fairly recently. But the production's been what's holding me up. We're just getting into the point where production's getting finished and to release some of this stuff. So.
And what's the story behind this song?
The year I wrote that, I think 2014, I was in a job that was fairly stressful. I was coming home after this job and I was watching some news every night. And I was thinking to myself, look at all the killings and the explosions and all of this stuff that goes on. And then thought came to my head, why can't we get along? Essentially, that song is meant to be a plea to let's get along. There's another one I'm going to be working on here fairly soon that's kind of the sister to that song, if I can call it, Hold Your Hands. And it's around the world, let's hold hands.
I call you like a songwriter who writes a lot of stuff for peace and, you know, harmony, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And Daylight Again, I must say, the song kind of gives you a real uplifting feeling.
A lot more uplifting for people listening to joyous ideas than it is to get into serious subjects, I guess.
On that note, Dave, we're going to play Daylight Again. Now, folks, this is one of our new favorite songs on the show. I really hope you enjoy the song. But stick around, because Dave is going to be here with us for our rapid-fire questions. So here's Daylight Again.
Daylight again. Think I'll go out and make a friend just like you. Someone to share my point of view, just you and I. Passing the time away until daylight comes. Thank you. people who share my point of view. All of us passing the time away until daylight comes again. Again.
Right, folks, I hope you enjoyed Daylight Again by Dave Matheson, also who's known as El Colorado. How did you come up with the name El Colorado?
Actually, Oliver, that was my dad's nickname. I was born and raised in South America. My dad, he was a redhead. I was a redhead. I just liked the feel of that name.
So El Colorado really meant the redhead.
Yep.
So when did you first start singing?
12.
And did your family encourage you to get into music?
Not so much. It's kind of a blue-collar, working-class family, and they thought it was a bit of a waste of time.
Anyone else in your family sings or plays an instrument?
I have a sister. She sings in choirs and things like that.
Who are your musical inspirations?
I'm going to date myself here, Oliver, but my absolute love of all time was Donovan. Lately, I love Mark Cohen.
He's one of my favorites. Yeah. Absolutely. What kind of music do you listen to today?
Yeah, it's funny. I listen to a fair amount of jazz, actually.
If you were to find your iPhone or your MP3 player, what's the most embarrassing song that I would find?
Well, again, dating myself, Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, okay, not bad.
This is through the tulips, yeah.
Yeah, these are some unique answers I'm getting. Where would you most like to perform?
Albert Hall.
There you go.
That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, that's nice. I saw Steve Winwood there back in the 80s. What an amazing place. The acoustics are just incredible.
Dave, if you could open for anybody, who would you like to open for?
I don't know an intelligent answer to that one, Albert.
Okay, no worries. Let's move on to the next one then. Aside from the guitar, do you play any other instruments?
I dabble a little bit with piano.
Do you write your songs on the guitar or a piano?
On a guitar.
If you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Like you say, jazz would be of interest to me.
I'm hoping to listen to a jazz song by Dave Matheson soon.
Well, like I say, the jazz aficionados don't believe it's jazz, but...
The hell with them. You've got some serious musicians out here who are waiting to listen to your jazz. So it's all good. So Dave, what genre of music that you just can't stand?
Well, I'm not a big fan of rap. It does have a place. I remember a long time ago hearing Ice-T and realizing that they were really protest music.
For rap is, isn't it? Protest music, really.
Yeah, exactly. And it's become kind of... I don't know. It's not pure like it was when it started.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big fan of crying your beer country music is what I call it.
Okay. What do normal people call it?
It's the real twangy country stuff. I'm not a big fan of
old school country.
There's some old school country that's absolutely gorgeous. It's
right.
My dad used to listen to Eddie Arnold.
Okay.
And I would say he's kind of a pop country in there someplace, and that's beautiful stuff.
I think a lot of country music is now kind of bordering on pop almost, you know, Florida Georgia Line,
yep.
Keith Urban, all these guys. It's you can't really differentiate between country and pop anymore, the modern ones at least.
The sad thing, I think, Oliver, is it's becoming formula.
It totally is, and it's so sad to listen to commercial radio these days. Literally,
yep.
Every song, it's like a medley of the same song by different singers.
Yep.
And it's so refreshing to listen to indie music now, because you finally listen to different hardcore genres, you know, things that you really want to listen to as a musician or lover of good music.
That's really what inspires me.
And so, Dave, have you got any hidden talent?
Hidden talents.
So it won't be hidden anymore because it's going to be on a radio show, so you better be careful with that one.
No, I would say I'm a pretty regular guy, Oliver.
So, Dave, what can we expect from you in the future? I know there's a new single that you've just released. What's the new song called again?
It's Shadow River.
Shadow River. You really should get an album out. I'm sure it's going to do well, because if Daylight Again is any indication of the kind of music you make, I think you're going to get a lot of fans. You've got one right here, so.
Well, thank you.
All right, Dave, so before you go, have you got any website links that you want to plug in before we say goodbye?
My website is elcoloradomusic.com, and it's ELCOLORADO. music.com.
Okay. So Dave, it was really good to have you on our show today.
Lovely to be here. You're a great host, Oliver.
Oh, thank you, man. Best of luck, Dave, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Sat beside the
Thank you. leader in gangs that entertain, and narrow your vision. What worries your happiness are incomplete. The end of your mission, it is obsolete. Done with my massive flow of books, always some lies. For everything's articulations of lies. It's time for the angels, it's time for the demons who write and run to Gods and Famiga. To present to see, to gain information, experience that builds in the form of criteria. The ultimate treasure I've got left behind does not coexist with the fear inside.
Yeah.